It's Canola Minute, brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association. The Langdon Research Extension Center held their field day this past week. CHS Adams location agronomist Ron Beneda recapped the year for this canola crop and said it had a lot of things thrown at it.
From dryness early, uneven emergence, and then we had some frost, and then we had tremendous amount of wind damage in June, first week of June, 10 days of June, and caused a lot of damage, and farmers had to replant.
Beneda said canola is fairly drought tolerant.
It's taproot, and it really searches well for moisture. Canola will abort branches and certain amount of pods just to get good viable seed. And the advantage with canola, though, if it has a hiccup in the way, like severe drought for a week, and you turn around and get some rain, it's still end of bloom, it'll resurge and you'll get more blossoms, because canola will put out double the flowers it needs to produce pods.
That's Canola Minute, brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association.